I guess it's time. Hello. Welcome to the Soundtro yet again. Oh, I almost reached for a coffee. I guess I will. I will. I will. I will. Hold on, please. Hold on. Hold on, guys. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. I woke up recently. I'm not tired. I'm not still asleep, though, like sometimes. I woke up like at 8:35, and I had time to quick make a cup of coffee and make myself a bagel. So I made a bagel and some coffee. No more Roscoe P. Coltrane. I fired up. Ooh, that's kind of distorted. Just a loud organ. Just that single hit. But then... maybe I should turn it down a little bit. Turn down the organ. A little bit more. I want it so that when it's its most extreme, it's not hitting the very top of the level meter. But I think that's a fool's errand. This patch, I made it yesterday on the guitar. And it's supposed to be like a slow phaser with some mild crunch. Just like the mildest crunch that it's possible to chew on. But it's not sounding so great over the mic. To use one of the most egregious weasel words in audio production, it's sounding a little thin. So... it's also not very loud. Jesus Christ, that's loud. I gotta turn down the amp. Maybe my volume pedal works. Yeah, it does. Okay. No, it doesn't. I gotta turn the amp down. Bear with me, sir. And then you know what happened? When I lean over, I've been unplugging my headphones. I'm having all kinds of problems today. I need a producer. That's what I need. I can't be doing a show and reaching around and plugging shit in. I need like a guitar tech, some kind of general purpose tech that sits around. I like that patch a lot better than the one I made. The one I made was sounding good last night, but it didn't sound good today. And I think it was the microphone. Just some things just don't seem to go well over the SM57. Not only do I have one hand, but I have one. I have two fingers because I was holding a pick with my other fingers. So this is the utterly crippled organ player. He says, okay, guys, what's in the news today? I just do what I do. I have no control. Free will is an illusion. It's a good excuse, at least, to say free will is an illusion. I can't help being a piece of shit. But it's true, I can't. Republicans face a new reckoning over what GOP House Leader McCarthy said about Trump. I don't know about this. I don't even know who GOP House Leader McCarthy is. That reminds me of Armia McCarthy, the guy who did all the communist witch hunts in the 50s. So, I don't know. I mean, I'm sure parallels have been drawn, but I don't know anything about him. Well, again, this is NPR saying this. So let's see what Fox says. Trump McCarthy talked and are on good terms after leaked audio tapes. So that's two different stories. Mm-hmm. Oy vey. Okay. I'm going to fire up Skype. Let me see if SMJ's around or somebody. Oh, it's always SMJ these days. Nobody ever talks to me except for him. But he may not be around. Oftentimes it seems like the days that I don't know if that's true. Like half the time he's not there when I think I want to talk to SMJ. And it looks like he's not green. I see no green dot. Ooh, somebody. Oh, it's a spammer. Spammer is attacking me. Block this contact. Block. Oh. No, I don't think Stephen Jones is available today. He may be asleep. Maybe sleeping. Let's go back to headlines. Oji buji buji boo. Still too loud. I guess I could turn the gain down on the guitar. That's an easy way to do it. I just turn down my mic. Yeah, I should have done that before, but I'm too ugpid. Dead air for a second. You know, my show is an hour long, so really, maybe I should take the first half. It's just like a warm up. The first half hour, I'm warming up, and I'm like, you know, getting into gear. Then it gets good, so I gotta just sit here and withstand all this nonsense, kind of babbling and picking at a guitar and adjusting volume, having my headphones come undone. And, oops, I just dumped. This morning I did get some cream cheese on my guitar. I was eating my bagel with cream cheese, and I saw a bunch of cream cheese on my strings. So then I thought to myself, this is why we don't eat and play guitar at the same time. This is why the rule is. I had this friend of a friend, it was a young adult, and we were getting fast food, and she said, I have a rule, there's no fast food eating in my car. And I just thought that was kind of weird at the time. Well, she was like kind of a, you know, she kind of outclassed all of us. Like, we were all kind of a bunch of scrubby rednecks, and she was like this kind of rich girl. And she went to Hopkins or something. I don't know. So, and she was an Indian. She was like dots, not feathers. I don't know. They can be a little fastidious, I think, at times. Anyway, her name was Rashmi. I think I do remember her last name, but I won't dox her. Anyway, she forbade eating in her car. Thank you. what I meant to do. Delay, so it kind of encourages a rhythmicness. Kind of sick of this delay, though. This patch is called 80s Studio Lead. But, you know, it says lead, but what happens if you try to play a power chord? Shall we find out? I sound like Steve Brule. It's kind of vaguely slurred. Guys, what happens if you try to play a power chord? What is this? He has this one quote that I really... I'm going to see if I can find it on YouTube, but I'm going to play it for Steve Brule. Driveway leaves. I bet you it's not going to yield anything. Well, it will. Yeah, okay, it's perfect. It's a 16-second clip. Okay, listen, guys.
It's Brule's Rules with Channel 5's Dr. Steve Brule.
I'm Dr. Steve Brule with another Brule rule for you. If you're raking the leaves and it gets all over your driveway, just hose it off, dummy. Your health.
I don't know. I like that so much. If you're raking leaves and it gets over all your driveway, just hose it off, dummy. And then it says, for your health. That struck me extremely funny, and it's made it into my catalog of internet things that I occasionally will remember and look up and, like, watch again. I'm going to play it again.
It's Brule's Rules with Channel 5's Dr. Steve Brule.
I'm Dr. Steve Brule with another Brule rule for you. If you're raking the leaves and it gets all over your driveway, just hose it off, dummy. Your health.
It's Brule's Rules with Channel 5's Dr. Steve Brule.
I'm Dr. Steve Brule with another Brule rule for you. If you're raking the leaves and it gets all over your driveway, just hose it off, dummy. For your health.
It pleases me. Okay. So that's the answer of what happens when you play a chord. It's a little bit muddy. I'll switch pickups to the bridge pickup. I like the sustain. It's okay. Oh, dude. Ooh, super clean. I can always go with super clean. So I think I remember this being kind of bassy. Let's see if it sound. It might be a little less so over the mic. Doesn't have a lot of inner portion to the sound. It's like all bass and treble. Kind of like that snap on top. Oops. Oh, Stephen, I'm a type to him. Are you avail? I say. So I'll call him. You guys get a break. You may not be able to hear. Ooh.
Hey, dummy, if you got leaves on your driveway, just hose it off.
That really resonated with me. It would just I liked it. Are you familiar with Steve Brule? Do you knew him before this?
What are you talking about, Dingus? Of course I know.
Very good. I think he's associated with Tim and Eric.
Yeah.
And he's the great John C. Reilly, whom Elita, our very own Elita, likes.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
He's I've seen him in dramatic acting, and it kind of throws you because you know that he's this crazy, crazy character, usually.
I wonder if he's gotten in trouble for, not portraying people with, you know, mental disabilities well or something for the Steve Brule character. I wonder if people have attacked that, you know?
Oh, I don't know if Dr. Steve Brule is actually mentally disabled. I think he's chemically inebriated.
Oh, you think so? You think he's supposed to be drunk?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's, of course. You see him get drunk and doing stuff. So just like, what are you talking about? You're supposed to eat the PCP? Don't eat it for your health.
Are you having a, what's it called? I forgot the name of them.
Panini?
I know. What's the name? A crumpet. Crumpet. That's what you were eating before. Crumpets. But you're not eating a crumpet today.
No crumpets. I'm out of crumpets. I have a English muffin.
Okay.
Excellent.
I've been wanting to go to Ireland lately. Have you ever been to Ireland?
Well, the island?
Yeah.
But it's technically Northern Ireland.
Oh, you've only been to Belfast.
I've been up to Belfast and Giant's Causeway.
Okay.
We did a tour, and we went to Northern Ireland.
Oh, you and Red Martian, you mean?
Yes.
Okay.
That was interesting.
Huh, why?
It was actually one of our best shows.
We played
a place. Okay, there's all these pubs in, I should say, the Union,
mm-hmm.
Called like the King's Head.
Mm-hmm.
And like Ireland would never have a pub called the
right.
King's Head.
Yeah.
But in Northern Ireland, there is the King's Head. And that was our best show. It's like the whole tour. And it's because it's rare for bands to go to play in Northern Ireland.
Oh, I see. I wonder why that is. Yeah, it's a weird place, like just culturally, politically, Northern Ireland. So that kind of makes it interesting, I guess. I suppose if I went to Ireland, I'd want to check it out, like just to see what it's like.
Yeah. But. So it's still very divided in a weird way, and kids are just trained in it. But the people we were staying with, actually one of them was a SDF user, and his dad was a taxi cab driver. He picked us up from the ferry dock.
Okay.
And they openly fly their colors, and there's pennants in the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. So you see Union Jacks in some neighborhoods, mm-hmm. you know, on light posts, and then you see Irish flags on the other. So when we went through one of the neighborhoods to get to his house, there some kids were throwing rocks at the taxi, and I was like, well, "What? Why are they doing that?"
Yeah.
It's like because we're Catholic. That's what he said.
How do they know, though? They just familiar with that taxi? Or?
Yeah, they fly their colors.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize. Okay. All right.
So, you know, it's a pride thing.
I see. Yeah, I was just reading how the flag of Ireland and the flag of Cote d'Ivoire are identical, except flipped right to left.
Yeah.
So there's some confusion. Like, I guess that the Cote d'Ivoire flags were getting vandalized or something because people didn't realize. I think the Ireland is green, white, orange, and Cote d'Ivoire is orange, white, green.
it seems so petty.
Yeah, well, yeah. People are funny creatures. Like they just they pour out all their hate into some symbolic thing. But maybe it's better to be throwing rocks at a taxi than killing each other. Maybe that's preferable, you know, to get angry at a flag and deface a flag if that's an alternative to stabbing each other.
But they were just little kids. I mean, the kids were like 10 years old or younger.
Okay.
Well. And so it's just, to me, it's just kind of weird that they have this training to hate each other because of superficial reasons. Well, what we would consider superficial, right?
Yeah, but I'm sure their parents didn't pull them aside and like tell them overtly. So they just probably picked it up somehow, like subtly,
they picked
you know?
Yeah, sure.
I was talking with Eamon W. about the whole Irish thing the other day.
Does he care?
He says that he was kind of taking the other stance. I was like, well, you know, Ireland is in this bad position. It seems like they've been squashed, stepped on by the English for X hundred years.
Uh-huh.
You know, they don't even own the whole of their own damn island. And he's like, well, yeah, we've kind of moved past that, though. Now we're owned by corporations, and now it's kind of like, eh. And I was looking at a rank of Human Development Index, and Ireland was number two country in the world.
Huh.
Number one was Norway, and then Ireland was second for human development. So I don't know. Maybe, I guess it's doing all right.
Norway was number one.
Norway was number one. I don't know how, I don't know what year this list was from, but there's a lot of rankings, like country rankings. HDI is one of them. Freedom of the Press, but they all kind of correlate. They roughly correlate. So you really can get a sense of which country is better and which country is worse.
You know, it's interesting because both Ireland and Norway had mass exodus of people in the 1800s.
Yeah, my dad did this. He just wrote a book.
Maybe all the bad people left and all the good people stayed.
They're all in my dad's family's all the gangsters from Norway.
Gangsters.
Yeah, he just wrote a book. He did a little self-published book about it's called Norwegians Becoming American.
Your dad?
Yeah. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Where do you buy this book?
Amazon. Oh. You can buy it on Amazon. You can look up Norwegians Becoming American on Amazon, and you might see it.
Okay. Norwegians Becoming American. Oh, there it is. Oh, my God. By Philip K. Dick. Philip M. Teagan.
Yeah, so that's it.
Oh, wow. I can use my free credits.
Oh, you can?
Yeah, to get
it's,
your
yeah, it's kind of, it might not be that, I don't know, maybe you'd find it interesting, but I'll warn you beforehand that it's a lot of data. It's a lot of tables, and there's not a whole lot of prose in there. It's kind of like an assemblage of information. So I have it in my bathroom right now. My dad sent me a copy.
This is specific to your family. Yeah, it's
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
And okay. I guess he was kind of aware of that when he wrote his introduction. He was like, "Yeah, I know that genealogy can be kind of a self-celebratory thing, and I wanted to avoid that." Mm-hmm. But he said one of his ways of avoiding that was to just keep the prose down.
I see.
And just like in sort of reduce it to a set of data. So I don't know, but yeah,
When I contacted for my mom's family, the not just the churches in where people were from or people, you know, the villages or whatever, the Norwegian government was actually very responsive and gave me information. Did he have that similar?
I don't know. I'll have to ask him if he called like Norwegian authorities or whatever. I don't know a lot of details on how he did his research. I think it was mostly from his desk, but okay. I'm not 100% sure. So
I did it all over email, and this part of the Norwegian government that helped me with it, they actually sent me ship manifests for like the Christian. I think that's the one that went to New York or Ellis Island, and they showed like where my relatives' names were signed in the register.
Okay. Yeah.
And then they gave me birth records from the books at the churches. So it was actually only one church. But I thought that was really amazing and they just did it for free. Like they didn't charge me anything. They just sent me this great information.
Yeah, you know? That's nice. You've been to Norway a lot, right?
No.
You haven't?
We landed in Oslo, but we had a layover on the tarmac to go to Stockholm.
Okay.
Yeah, I've mostly been to Sweden, not...
Okay. Mm-hmm. Is most of your international travel is for Red Martian, has been for Red Martian?
Oh, wow. Huh. No, I wouldn't say so. No.
No? Okay.
Partially, though. A chunk of it.
Do you make some of the money you spend on the tour back from, like, venues and stuff? Not really?
No. No, definitely not.
Okay. Yeah.
Definitely not. All right. Yeah. I don't know. It's sort of like, you know.
It's basically showing off your art.
$5,000.
How much?
Goodbye, $5,000.
Oh, $5,000 for everybody or?
For an indie band.
Okay.
Yeah, it depends. Yeah, it just depends. $5,000 to $10,000 to do sort of like a DIY thing where you rent or somebody gives you a place to stay, food, travel, transportation. The first time we went to the UK, we were driving ourselves, and then we met this really cool group of people in Bolton. And the guy, Martin, said, you know, next time you come to the UK, you want to do this, I've got a van. And if you pay me, I'll drive you guys around. So he went with us to Northern Ireland. And yeah, that was really great. And we hooked up with a Welsh band called Freaky Fortnight.
Okay.
And they were really cool. I really miss that band. Mm. Sometimes they show up on and on radio as far as like in the playlist.
Oh, yeah. And, so and then cool. when nobody else is playing, like the Kumara.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So there, yeah, Freaky Fortnight's in there. We just had a really great experience with them. And I felt like we weren't paying him enough. So I was just like, you know, anytime I could buy him food mm-hmm. or a drink, you mm-hmm. know, or whatever. Mm-hmm. He had a lot of fun. So.
So you kind of, I remember you said something like not too long ago, like you were doing sort of one final attempt to kind of push Red Martian into the spotlight and kind of make it as a band, like have this actually be a thing. Like it was some, but so has that always kind of been like a goal with like something in the back of your head, like you wanted to actually have this be your job?
Well, wouldn't that be fun?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I imagine it would be, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, certainly it would be fun to make music every day, and that's all you need to do to sustain yourself, right? I mean, why would that be a negative thing?
Yeah, although, yeah, but the, yeah, in some people's cases, like in my case, like I could sit here and make music all day because I don't work, but I don't because I just don't have that inspiration. I don't have that energy. I'm just kind of a, you know. Call it natural disinclination or mental illness or whatever you want, but you know, I don't want to do things all day.
I think I pretty much realized in high school that I would never be sort of like a rock star, if that's what you're talking about.
Basically.
So it's never, I mean, I realized that pretty quick. Maybe probably even middle school, I realized I'd never be a rock star.
Okay.
But I always thought, like, I enjoyed making music and playing music and discovering sound.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm talking about. That's, I mean, the thing is, sure, you need to have a certain level of sales and you need to have a following and you need to be able to sell a number of tickets for a venue, like if you're gonna really sustain yourself off of it. And that requires I think that requires a lot of compromise that I don't know. It's
like, in like, what the kind of stuff you make, like compromise for your audience.
Yeah, there was recently some semi-famous producer rapper, and he was like, look, if you're going to drop a single, you need to put $250,000 behind it.
Wow.
To make it go anywhere. And as soon as, you know, as you hear something like that, that's so disheartening. And it seems disingenuous that you have to, like, force this whole marketing engine.
Where does that money get spent, according to him? Is that all in production or marketing or what?
Probably marketing, I would say, for the most part. I mean, look at most of the stuff that is super famous. If you look at the production techniques and everything, it's not like there's that much going into it.
It's not a big step away from like a home guy. You can't really tell the difference hourly.
These days.
Yeah.
Yeah. These days, for sure. Yeah. You and your fish man.
Right. Fleischmann loud box.
Yeah, Fleischmann meat box.
I was having some bad distortion this morning. I don't know where it was coming from.
I heard it on your Tyne piano.
Yeah. Well, it was an organ, but...
Oh, it was organ. Tone wheel. Fake tone wheel. Hey, you know Gordon Raphael wrote a book and it just got published?
About what?
About his life as a musician and Guy Cries Mary and making music and producing bands like The Strokes and Regina Spektor and others.
I know Regina Spektor. Well, I just know the name. I don't know what she did.
Oh, I don't know either.
Really?
No, I don't know.
Regina Spektor. Regina Spektor.
It's got a good name to or sound to it.
Oh, she's singer, purdy. She's kind of purdy.
Singer, pianist.
Let me look at the images. See how hot she is.
Whoa.
She's okay.
Yeah, she's okay. Oh my god.
I thought she was pretty in like the little thumbnails, but she's kind of a big mouth. No, she's all right. First of all, I'm objectifying women. That's one thing I'm doing, and I also stereotyped about all Indians already in the show. So,
uh-oh.
I just want to doing everything to get SDF canceled. Everything I can.
SDF to get. Oh, that's cool. So, rather than getting yourself canceled, you're trying to cancel the whole platform.
Yes, that's what happens. You know, they'll just cancel the whole internet, probably. You know.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, you should look at yourself in the mirror when you think about Regina Spector's big mouth, Barnacle. Right? Just look at yourself in the mirror.
That would be a good exercise. Always have a mirror when you're...
So, do you know... there is... You are related to the Brules.
I am?
Well, the Brews, right?
Oh, the Brews. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, it's just... Do you remember... Any other relatives that were not Tegans?
Just the Chernoggles, my grandmother's side.
Okay, and that's the TJ together, which makes a CH sound in English.
Yes.
Okay. Let's see. Let's go to... Do you ever use the Google Translate for pronunciation guidance?
No, I usually use YouTube. I say, how do you pronounce? Okay. So, and I find a video. But yeah, I guess that's probably a better thing to do would be to do the Google Translate.
Let's see. Oh, I got a Tegans. So they pronounced what I was saying. Tegan is Tegans.
Well, I heard, you know who Jan Tegan is?
Oh, Jan Tegan? No.
He's at Eurovision, and he was in Popov. Oh, okay. He was in Popov. He died recently. Anyway, but he pronounces it Tegan. So,
isn't there a supermodel celebrity?
Yeah, Chrissy Tegan. Chrissy Tegan is the other famous Tegan. Jan and Chrissy are my two famous Tegans.
Okay. Wow. Are you related to them?
I don't think so. My dad says definitively no in terms of Chrissy, but who knows?
Well, Chrissy kind of looks like you. If you put a picture of you side by side with Chrissy, you guys have similar features.
You wouldn't be sure who's who? You say,
wait a second. You know, she's got the large brow and the bushy eyebrows and the high cheekbones. I think that you and her, you guys definitely are related.
She.
Yeah. I think she's like 7 foot tall, too, right?
I don't know. I'm actually going to find that out. That's the kind of thing you can ask Google.
Yes, yes. How? Let's both ask at the same time. How?
5'9".
Only 6 feet?
She's 5'9".
Huh. Oh, that's not 6 feet. You're right. That's 5'9". Holy cow. Okay. That's... I guess that's average.
It's tall for a woman.
Oh, listen to you.
I know everything. I think average for a woman is 5'4".
Oh, really? 5'4"?
In the United States.
Well, I don't know if I believe that because, you know.
Yeah. I mean, type average height woman USA, 5'4" tall. Steven, I know everything.
Okay, fine. For your health.
For your health.
What else are you doing today?
What am I doing today? I don't think anything. I was going to walk. It's been raining a lot lately, which is nice. It's a nice gift from the universe that we get this April rain. So I'm going to walk over to the reservoir and see how high the water is. I was thinking that'd be my project today.
Right. When do the fires start?
Anytime.
fire season.
It just, the real super dangerous, I would say... late August, maybe that's when we go. And I think normally the big ones, probably October is the worst, but it's been being pushed up and up and up and up recently, you know? So that when we had the Caldor fire evacuation, that was late August.
One thing I've often wondered about the wildfire stuff is that, is there like a ton of new, development in those areas where these fires have been going?
No, the Caldor fire started in the middle of nowhere, like in the National Forest area, and that was actually a human caused. That was some guy and his son were out camping and they improperly cared for their fire or something like that. So at least PG&E wasn't to blame for that one. PG&E okay. being the gas company or the electric company.
The electric company. Yeah.
Did you like a 3-2-1 Contact when you were a kid?
Yeah, that was a good show.
Yeah, I like that too. It's all science-y.
What about Zoom?
I don't know Zoom.
What about News
Review? And we're coming right. Yeah, I found Freddy the Frog to be particularly disturbing in that.
Yeah,
as I see a lot of people that look like Freddy the Frog.
Oh,
and I see I'll see a certain person. I'm like, oh my God, there's Freddy the Frog again. So there you have it.
Did you know about the Croft brothers and the CNN building in Atlanta? Apparently they were going to make like a super Marty Croft world or something.
No, I did not hear about that.
Like an amusement park that was going to be on the scale of Disney, but probably resolved itself to be on the scale of Chuck E. Cheese.
No, very sad.
Yeah, I think there's remnants of the thing there still in that CNN building. That must be a really, I've never been in that building, but I've seen videos of it. It must be kind of scary, creepy.
Yeah, I would imagine.
Building of broken dreams. Oh, what do you think about Disney losing their, in Florida, losing the Creedy, whatever. They have some land in Florida. Mm-hmm. And in 1967, the state gave them special privileges on the land where they can have their own law enforcement and all this crap.
Mm-hmm.
And the state is apparently trying to rescind the contract.
Mm.
What do you think of that?
What's the political angle? Like immediately I think, okay, so the state is trying to take away property from the company or individual.
I don't
so.
Think they're trying to take the property away. No. I think they're trying to modify the agreement that was made for the swampland, essentially. Okay. But I think it has to, it's probably very political charge. I'm still unclear exactly why Florida's governor signs law revoking Disney's powers. Okay,
but the Florida governor is a notorious Trumpy, isn't he?
Is he? Okay, see, I don't know what the deal behind it. Reedy Creek, not Creedy. This is cool. I love stories like this. Will Disney leave Florida?
Yeah, so that's the clickbait. You find out the answer. Yes.
Right. Yes, they're moving to Georgia. No, I don't know. It's probably too insane, too much information to try to figure out. I like your dad's book. I'll get the digital one.
The caveat, it might not be that interesting, but you can.
Yes, the introduction. Yeah, I'm just reading through it, and it sounds like, you know, this. Your dad did all this research, and now he kind of wants to. Because I mean, they're similar stories, obviously.
Yeah, well, he'll be happy to know that I plugged his book on radio. So
yeah,
we have our weekly phone call is on Monday, so I'll tell that.
Okay.
To him. Do other people do that with their parents? Have like a weekly call, like at a certain time, and it's like,
wow.
I wonder how common that is. How far away from you are your parents, like physically?
Let's Google Maps. Spiritually. Let's see. All right. Directions to where are they?
Hell. Hell, Michigan.
Let's see. Oh, come on.
You sound like me.
I it's like Google. You should be smarter than this. They are, looks like 2,100 miles.
Wow.
Yeah.
Pretty far. That's pretty far away.
Yeah, it is pretty far away. Oh, in this route, has tolls.
Oh, well, that sucks.
Oh, I guess it's in the final stretch to through Oklahoma down into Texas that has tolls now. That's interesting. Didn't used to. Oh, I don't care. I'm not going to drive it.
Only time I was in Texas for any length of time other than like, twice. I went to the SIGGRAPH conference back in college. It was like the computer graphics conference.
Whoa.
That was in San Antonio. And I was there for like maybe a week. And then I went and I visited Randy and X2180 in Overland and some other SDFers in, I don't know, maybe 2012 or something like that.
Neat.
Yeah, it was cool. And
didn't you meet Zeptar?
Yeah, but yes, I have met Zeptar. When I was driving across the country, I stopped at his place in Kansas City, and we got barbecue.
Wow.
And we played some guitar, and we smoked some weed. So I smoked weed with Zeptar.
God, to me, that guy just seems like he's just constantly... He's microdosing his life.
He takes a lot of drugs. He really likes... He likes to... I'm off weed now. For almost a month.
Almost a month.
What? Wow. That's a long time for me, man.
I've never had.
Oh, you've never done it, right?
Never. Nope.
When's the last time you were drunk?
More than one drink?
Yeah, like intoxicated.
I can't really. You know what happens to me? Several years.
Several years.
But you know what happens to me is that now, if I just have something, I just feel so tired and sleepy that it's like I feel like I lose whatever rest of the day that there is especially with like beer for some reason. Mm-hmm. So I don't really enjoy it.
Yeah, I'm kind of the same way with alcohol. I had this weird experience like I was getting less drunk the more I drank. Like my liver was metabolizing it faster than I could drink it. So it's like weird. I was getting less and less drunk and I would keep on drinking it and ended up with a slight headache.
Yeah, I've never understood like how a single person can like crack open a six pack and then down that much liquid. I don't understand that because it's like for me, it's like liquid passes right through me and it's like I would probably be constantly going to the toilet.
Yeah.
You know, after that, ingesting that much liquid. So
yeah, it wasn't good. I recently drank a six pack of Bud. I bought Bud and it wasn't a good experience really. For one thing, I didn't get all that drunk. It wasn't all that fun. I got a slight headache and then I was 3%. Super depressed. Oh yeah. Something like that. Very low. Then I was really depressed the next day, like much worse than my post weed depression.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I think that maybe, and I was kind of off beer for a while. I didn't want to drink the remaining six. So I made a shepherd's pie. I put some in a meatloaf. I put some in chili. I've been cooking with it. It's actually pretty good for cooking.
Okay.
But I've got two left. Maybe I'll save them for my aunts, but yeah, I don't know.
That's interesting. Yeah. I don't know. I'm just like, I like coffee.
Me too. I had some this morning.
Yeah. I even for coffee, it's like, I usually have like one cup and that's all. I don't drink it all day and it has to be in the morning.
Yeah. That's like me.
If I have like a coffee in the afternoon, I'm guaranteed to stay up very late. And it's like, don't even try to go to bed.
Right. Do you ever nap during the day or do you do all your sleeping in one shot?
Yeah, I always sleep overnight. I don't nap. I don't know how to nap. I can't do it. never been a situation where I can do that and feel like it's restful.
Huh. I often nap because I don't sleep very long at night. I usually today I woke up at 2 and I've been up since then. Oh no, that's not true. I did go back to sleep for like an hour or two in the hour, so the morning. Then I had my Anon radio alarm wake me up.
I have a suggestion for you.
Oh, do tell.
Do you take magnesium supplements?
That's what Zalia was telling me. Maybe it's making the rounds or something. It's like that's the buzz these days, huh?
Yeah, magnesium glycinate.
Yeah, that's exactly what she said.
I was skeptical at first, and I started taking it. I started with just taking two tablets. a day before going to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And then now I'm like every other day I take one tablet before I go to sleep.
Mm.
I can't believe it, how much it improves, especially because I used to wake up like at 3:30 or 4.
Yeah.
And I would just kind of like, I'd wake up and start thinking about all the problems I have to work on for the day and
right.
work and stuff like that. And I couldn't get back to sleep. Well, now it's like, I'm like today I slept until 8:30 in the morning. I went to bed at like 11:30 and woke up at 8:30, and I was just like,
wow, that's perfect. That's like,
yeah. So I started about a month ago.
Yeah. It's funny. I wonder, what do you think that is? Like, you suggested it and Zalia suggested it within a matter of days of each other. You think it's just like a lot of people are finding out about it now, or?
I don't know. I was trying to figure this out. Like, I don't want to take melatonin and, you know, things like that. So, and I don't want to take any kind of narcotic sleep aid.
Right. Yeah. That's a bad idea.
But yeah, it's, I don't know, for whatever reason, it's working for me.
So I'm going to write that down now, because it's been recommended twice to me. So at this point, I got to look at it.
Magnesium
glycinate.
Yeah, G-Y-L. Cool. Yeah.
G-G-L-Y. Glycinate. How much does it cost? Is it expensive?
No, it was like, I just got some, you know, soft gel capsules for like $8.99. Oh. 40 capsules or something.
Dig it.
And I'm also the kind of person too that if I do something like that, I always do the minimum. I don't want to do but it was suggested that I take two to, you know, kind of build up.
Do you think it also has some health benefits aside from sleep?
Oh, well, I think being able to sleep restfully and get through it,
yeah,
you know,
it's probably better. Yeah, that's worth it.
There's probably a lot of health benefits from that. But I think I had a lot of anxiety from work and projects that was really like tapping my sleep. I was like getting 5 hours max.
Ooh,
and
how long did that go on?
A couple of years, like, ooh, you know, so like through the pandemic and just kind of various things work-wise. So I'm doing that and it's working for me. So I'm happy with that.
Cool. I'm happy for you.
Thank you. I feel much more rested, and I hope it works for you too. Cause yeah, not being able to sleep sucks, especially when you wake up and you're tired and you're just like, I want to go to sleep, and you can't sleep because you're switched on.
Yeah, yeah.
Switched.
I don't even try to go back to sleep. I just like, well, I'm up, and I go.
Yeah.
On the computer. When like the dawn comes, I feel like an urge to get a couple more hours. So I'll crawl back into bed when the dawn peers in, and I'll be able to sleep.
Okay.
Usually like a total of 6 or 7 hours. Like, okay. And I've heard that people with brain injuries don't sleep as long. Like often their hours of needed sleep are cut off a bit. So.
Oh, interesting.
It's almost kind of normal in a way. I don't know.
Huh. I wonder how many hours Chrissy sleeps.
Probably 12. She's probably just like
12. Yeah. She probably snores and wakes up in a pool of drool. She's like, I have rested my body.
Sure, her stock went down recently. Like, she was kind of outed as being this internet bully.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Like, people don't like her. People used to really like her, but people have stopped liking her. And now they just don't talk about her. She got kind of crucified by the media.
Do you know, I only know of her, not for what she's done, but because she has your family name.
That's funny.
That's the only reason why I know her. It's just like, I've never looked at like anything she's done. So.
She's kind of famous for being famous. She's kind of in that camp. She's a little bit Kardashian-like.
I got, yeah.
Yeah, but I think the main thing is she's a model. But then she also, I think with the internet, like if you're famous for some reason, semi-famous, you can really capitalize on having an attractive personality or a compelling personality, and just, you know, your stock will skyrocket. So that's kind of an advantage. Like, yeah.
Well, you know, the Vintage Computer Festival East is happening, we were gonna. For Open VoIP, we were going to call some of their exhibits. And that'll be fun, I think.
Where is it being held? The East? In the East?
Wall, New Jersey.
Wall.
In the Info Age Science and History Museum Center. Something like that.
Where is Wall?
Hey, can you play the Star Spangled Banner? Like, just do it. Do it.
Oops.
Wow. Holy cow. You did you just pull that out of your butt or
no,
you've been practicing?
No,
that
that's something that I played for a long time. So it was just a coincidence that you happened to request something that I knew how to play. Like, okay, so try some other melody that I probably won't know, and I'll try that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I can.
Oh, I'll do an easy one. Jingle Bells.
Oh, see, I fucked it up. It made my. I did a major third.
Yeah.
Fifth, right? No, fourth. Yeah. Yep. All right. So yeah, so that's yeah. I don't want to give people the impression that I'm some kind of genius. I can just play things like that. But yeah, no.
I was wondering if you would do sort of like a Hendrix.
Yeah, and I did. And that's why you giggled.
Did.
And
yeah. Giggle. Got a little giggle.
What is that? What's that from?
What?
A little giggle. That's some cartoon or something.
I don't know. I just said I got a giggle. Oh wait. It might give you a little chuckle. I think it was some comedian that had a skit about, you know, you might get a little chuckle.
Hmm.
I got a chuckle out of it. Chuckle. It's kind of a funny word, chuckle.
It is.
Yeah. Sound show often goes into grammar and linguistics.
Does it? I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, sometimes.
Are you playing your Strat much these days?
It's under the bed right now. No, I need to get it to... I think I need to get it a new nut installed and then the frets crowned.
What does that mean, crown the frets?
Just kind of rounded, leveled with the fretboard. And the nut is... Somebody had filed it down and tried to build it back up.
Ah, okay.
So it's got some back buzz and some... It just doesn't feel really comfortable, but I'm waiting to see if I can... I don't want to do it myself because I don't think I could... I'd just screw it up. So I'm going to find somebody that would be a nice person to... Give it some time for a proper setup.
Hmm. I think there are a lot of really bad guitar techs out there, though. A lot of terrible guitar repair people that just say, I can do this and nobody's going to check up on me. But yeah, so I found that a lot.
Yeah. Your sound show's almost over, man.
Yeah, I know. Thank you very much for talking to me.
You're welcome. Anytime.
Anytime.
All right. Bye now.
Okay, bye-bye. I hung up on Steven. I've got 30 seconds left of show. This is unprecedented. Usually, when I talk to SMJ, it's like that's the end of the show when I say thank you for listening. But this time, just the awkwardness made it so I had to hang up 30 seconds before. And now I have 5 seconds left of show. So thank you. Oh, my God. I appreciate you listening. Oh.